Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Nico Lukoff.
I'm Justin Hicks.
I'm Skippy Rose.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
Something I've been thinking about a little bit was like, and it does kind of tie into stand-up because it's about communication, obviously, and we're trying to get some point across as succinctly, as perfectly as possible to get the reaction and connection and whatever, you know, we're going after. If we can do it better, we want to do that. So I was thinking of like some kind of movie that could be going any direction, badass action, comedy, romance, whatever, just somebody who's like their expertise is they're just perfect at figuring out what needs to be communicated to get an end result. So like being hired by like cartels to like negotiate some, you know, some huge deal or something like that, communicating with them, getting paid a bunch of money, be like, all right, you want this result, like you want this person to agree to this or to do whatever, what you got to do is say it this way or do something like that.
The sweet talker.
Yeah, might have had some edibles before thinking this through. You know, and obviously there's lots of conflict that could happen from that because then, oh, they're involved with like a personal thing and now they're the one that actually has to say the thing to make the thing happen and it's against this other group or person or, you know, outcome. So like it's kind of like a premise that I think can go in lots of ways without trying to make it a douchey like those TV shows where like this person's a genius at this and like every episode's supposed to like blow your mind. I'm trying not to fall into necessarily that trap either, to be like oh, they're just, you know, a mind reader so they can do whatever super well or, you know, makes things easy.
Yeah, there are jobs. I feel like my job's a little bit like that. You got to take complex ideas and simplify them down to relay them to the right person to get the right answer that you're looking for in such a way. It's called, I feel like I've always referred to it as social engineering.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying to, you know, you're compacting everything, get a certain result.
And you can maybe not necessarily be genuine with what you're saying. Not the thing that you are at work, but I mean, just in social engineering in general, you're trying to get the thing and being genuine doesn't mean that, you know, might get you that thing, but might not.
You could have some scenes in there where he's like winning bets and stuff like that at a bar. Like, I bet I can get this person to lick the bathroom toilet seat or something like that, $100. And he just keeps winning with these random requests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be part of the way he finds out that that's his jam.
I'm just thinking, like, scamming people, yeah.
Where you just kind of do something on accident.
So is the idea that you're like the black market version of Skippy, like social engineer, like you social engineer a drug to facilitate an illegal drug deal or just crazy, dangerous shit that a normal person wouldn't touch with a 10-foot
pole? Yeah, I think so. Something in that range and could go in so many directions too, like of those like dangerous situations to like presidents, which will still be like dangerous situations and stuff, like high big level government things to like comedy or just breaking up with somebody or someone trying to get someone to say yes, give them their number or whatever the hell you give people now.
Realize he's never been turned down by anybody for anything.
Yeah.
I like the idea of them having this very serious job where they have to travel to all these places to do cartel dealings or big business negotiations, right? But they are still an open mic comedian. So they're always just looking for some dive bar after the end of their cartel dealing to go and tell some dick jokes to five people.
But he can't talk them into laughing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole, it's like I can do all of this, but I can't make them laugh.
His end goal is to get a laugh.
I'm helping this guy bomb this guy, but I'm bombing right now on this dude.
Like the Joker as a cult leader.
Yeah. And I thought about that direction too. Not sure this is the Joker exactly, but like this could be the person that ends up being like Messiah level shit. Like God, like that's because what's more powerful than being able to make things happen? Like if you can convince things to change, whatever, like that's, or maybe they have this complex and they go crazy. Then they go to a, then in order to come back down to reality, they have to do open mics to keep themselves grounded.
It humbles them every time.
Most open mics.
At Crunchies.
His character arcs when he kills at Crunchies and he's like, I'm a god.
Jordan and Nick and Johnny just pop you.
So Nico, your idea, I'm kind of thinking like a genie almost. Like he can just cause things to happen.
Yeah. But
there's like two forms of the genie. There's the good one, and then there's like the evil one who always twists things and like you get what you asked for, but it sort of ruins your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're thinking more of the good version, right?
I'm thinking more of the doing what they say. Now, is it good or bad? That's going to depend on the situation. But like, you don't say.
That sounds like something an evil genie would say.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I want to get rich. But like, to get rich, like all these people had to die. Like, no. But like, you know, but still could get whatever you wanted just by, you know, putting their efforts towards it and figuring it out.
So it could be like a superpower kind of thing where he starts out where he can't get what he wants, can't speak well, anything like that. And then, yeah, either the genie thing or like Mike kind of stuff with the sneakers, like somehow he gains the ability later from something to be able to negotiate and get what he wants.
Maybe he takes a pill that in 5 hours
you can get anything you want. I like it.
Yeah, or it could be a crossroads demon that doesn't want to deal in souls anymore, but wants to deal in elsewhere matters. You know what I mean?
Is he like a genius who just likes, out of curiosity, to be put in all these weird situations?
I imagine if you're a person that has that skill, you would be like seeking those situations out to be like, what else can I do? What bigger thing can I do?
So it turns into like an addiction and he needs... Yeah, bigger things, bigger deals.
That's pretty exciting. That's neat, too, trying to find the first one. Because that's what I see more realistically. Because it's like, I am certainly not this person. Don't get me, I'm not acting. But, like, this is, like, you know, we're comedians. Like, we seek challenges and we try to figure this stuff out. And I do that in other hobbies that I get into. And be like, all right, I figured that out. It's just very exciting thought. Like, it's like the ultimate ADHD, like, thing. To try to, you know, figure so much out. And then I was just like, oh, what if that's a thing that somebody just did and like it was huge, big things. And that would be cool because that could be the downfall or like potential downfall is trying to find something just more and more exciting.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I got to ruin it all and try stand up. And then he's like, ah. Oh.
but yeah, I think you touched on what I was thinking, but my thought was, yeah, if you're this like perfect virtuoso social facilitator engineer, if you wanted to maximize your money, if that was your motivation, you'd end up doing boring corporate shit all the time, which is probably what Skippy's job is.
it can be sometimes interesting. It's fun when you get the result you want. It's fun when you convince somebody to do something for you that they shouldn't want to do. It is
like, I try to do that with my toddler. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good twist. He's this expert negotiator, but he doesn't get along with his kids at all.
His kids don't listen to shit.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I like that.
He falls in love with somebody that like is a like a world class arguer, like a really high powered lawyer. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go.
You know, that absolutely can argue him back into his point, and then he's like, oh. You know,
like, one thing he can't do is talk his wife into blowing him.
Not a chance. She's like, I got the thing. You fucked up the day that happened.
I'm tired.
I'm also sort of thinking that he's like James Bond, but without the action.
Yeah.
He just sort of suave. He walks up to the baccarat table and throws some one-line comments that dazzle people, but there's no shootout. It's
like cool.
Everybody walks away.
Yeah. It's like, well, that was cool, I guess.
What just happened?
Like James Bond, if we lived in like a society where they censor out violence, and that's all that you're allowed to do on television.
A world where everybody actually used their words.
You mean like Doctor Who, basically? Like, there's violence without violence.
Doctor Who's actually part of what I thought about for a second when I was like, am I ripping anything off there? Because there's a moment, you might know there's a lot of stuff that's a lot of places that no one owns.
Yeah.
Lots of ideas.
Yeah, with your idea, like the only thing I can really think too derivative-ish would be like the negotiator type shows, like the cop shows and stuff like that. That was my initial thought with it, but it seems like pretty far away from just that.
That's what I'd want, and I'd also like, you know, the criminals are going to pay the person too, you know,
to
the cops to let them do whatever or get out of whatever, you know, case, probably like a lot of lawyers and stuff. But yeah, a lot of those shows are like, this person's the mastermind of this and watch them dazzle you, which is exciting for like a pilot, maybe half an episode to me. But then it's like, okay, they're just a genius.
What else do you do?
And yeah, they're also an alcoholic. Ooh, or whatever. Like, all right. I want something more interesting than that.
There was a show, I think in the late 90s, called The Pretender.
Yeah.
Kind of like this. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And I had the same kind of feeling towards it. I thought it was kind of cool, but also was just like, okay, you're good at
everything.
No thanks.
So he could become a doctor. He's just this pretender was like this uber genius where he could actually do surgeries on people and actually like just anything, like uber genius, like a nuclear engineer to solve, to prevent a nuclear accident. So yours is a little more constrained than. He can do everything.
He can say that he can do everything. He just can't do it.
He can trick people into thinking he can do everything, and then when he tries to do the surgery, the person just dies.
He found it out. He's like, hey, what if I could actually do stuff, too? And he walked in, like, a catch me if you can, and he pretends to be the doctor, but, like, actually going through surgery and just going, oh, that's...
Uh-oh. Nope.
Let's pretend this didn't happen.
But then he can make everybody believe it wasn't his fault.
Well, no, then he would give this nurse that absolutely has seen the surgery done a million times. He gives her the best pep talk in the world, and then she fucking does it like, boom. And
you can do this.
If you've seen this a million times, you absolutely can. Like,
have you been paying attention?
Do we have a name? I'm seeing it more as a TV show than a movie. Are you thinking?
I think a series sounds right.
Yeah. Like our kind of series, like HBO kind of something. Doesn't have to be everyone a bunch of incest and murder, but not like the normal basic cable kind of shows, I think. Yeah, that would be cool.
I imagine it could have the same kind of beats as the Lie. Did you guys ever see Lie to Me?
I have. I've seen at least a handful of episodes.
Yeah, it was a guy basically that's like, he wrote the book on human lie detection. So it'd be like, but obviously it'd be a different skill set with like, you know, he's like a master relayer of information, negotiator, super charming, whatever you want to call it, you know, and like each episode he kind of does like a little bit, they go inside, you know, of how he's like thinking, but he also has all these outside conflicts. And so in our case, it would be, you know, his kids not listening to him and open mic comedy befuddling him.
All the little personal stuff. Yeah, you can't do it.
Well, anybody watch The Wire on here?
Mm-mm.
I watched one episode. I hated it. I always take
flack.
The
Wire? Have you watched it all?
My friends for hating that show.
I haven't watched it all, but I do think, and I heard this from multiple people, it's one of those shows where you do have to get through like the first like 5 episodes or
well, what I was gonna say doesn't matter now. How amazing it is, and when the way that they have several seasons, some that feel very detached that come together very powerfully, an opportunity for that almost genre shifting, and people don't like that in a show, shifting the genre from a thing to another thing, but like where it's realistic for things to happen like that. I don't know, there could be a big range of types of things that can happen to make it kind of seem like different worlds like that.
Here's an idea. I've brought up similar things on the podcast, but I like the idea of shows crossing. Like maybe this guy goes up against the Lie to Me guy and Pretender guy. Use AI to bring back all these shows with these experts, and this guy has to like face off against them.
Mm-hmm. Like an Avengers thing. That'd be cool.
They could go and like help somebody resolve something in another series that would have been better if they had a better concierge kind of, which is kind of how I see that kind of role.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Ross and Rachel don't break up or whatever, like because of this guy or whatever happens in series. I think they ended up getting back together, but
you know, Tony Soprano sees the guy in the members only jacket. I don't know.
That could have been how he developed his skill. Maybe he literally grew up in the mob, and so in order to even survive, he had to be somewhat of a sweet talker. Then something happens, and his mob sect dissolves, and he's like, "Well, I still got all these sweet talker skills." So
yeah,
and all the stuff that he it could lead up to one thing. All the stuff he's talking people into end up causing huge problems later on. All kind of come together.
Yeah. And if it was mafia stuff too, they'd also end up with a lot of probably connections to, hey, so-and-so group needs help over here.
I like this.
Yeah. I'm excited.
One last thought I had on it is maybe the reason he sucks at comedy is that he's such a good persuader that everything is taken literally.
That's good.
No, that was a joke, dude. That didn't really happen.
Oh my god. Really? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's like everybody thinks he's charming, but nobody's laughing. They're all just smiling and looking. They're like, interesting. Don't see the punchline. That's
okay. Humor is the only thing he can't crack because it's based on lying and misdirecting and exaggerating things. And he just can't do that because everybody takes everything so literal that he says he can't stretch it or mislead it or anything.
Yeah.
He wants to learn how to turn it off.
So he's going to a Steve Martin masterclass online. He's going to whatever thing.
No, it's okay to laugh.
Well, then it's Barry, because then he goes going to the acting classes, but not exactly. That was a badass show. So if anyone steals this idea, I'm going to get someone who can manipulate you to not do that.
And then he figures out that his real place isn't stand-up, it's an improv group. He becomes a ventriloquist, so the dummy's saying the stuff. They listen to the dummy, but not him. The dummy can make the jokes.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
It's loopholes. Here we go.
Yeah.
Anything more with that idea? Did we have a title for it? I would like to wrap it up.
That bothers you a little. I feel like it does.
Well, I needed to title the video and the thing. I'm just trying to save effort by making you come up
with it. Save effort. Saving effort. Saving private effort. I don't know. That's not very good.
The sweet talker.
Yeah, the sweet talker. Ooh, silver talker.
What was that?
Silver tongue.
Oh, there you go.
Or black market something, because he does anything.
That's true.
Black market, silver tongue. Black market. Nah. Fuck the black market thing. Silver tongue.
All right. Silver tongue.
Any shows you guys want to plug, or podcasts, or anything you want to mention?
I have Mitchell's Pub out in Weberville. We got a show at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month, April 13th in New Lothrop. I'm hosting an event at a Rustic Meadows reception hall. I'm going to have opener, middle, headliner, not sure on the names of those who are having yet.
Where are those, south of Lansing-ish?
New Lothrop is between Owosso and Flint, I believe. So north of 69 out towards Flint area. And then Weberville is Mitchell's Pub. That's about a half hour east of Lansing.
I think the show I got up next is Comedy at the Creek. Haven't done that yet. Jason Pierpoint puts that on. Looks like a really awesome show. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Are you on for March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there then. I'm on that one too.
I got an embarrassing storytelling show on the 9th.
Is that Planet Ant?
No, that's at the Windsor Comedy Club. And then March 15th, I'm doing, if you follow Doomvana or Cult Doom, she's doing this it's basically there's going to be dominatrixes, pole dancers, burlesque dancers, and then just one stand-up comedian, which is me. There's this huge list of performers. And then just, nice. Yeah, which is cool. She's like, you want to do 20? I'm like, absolutely. So that's a really cool event. Just if you want a variety show, and that's going to be in the Detroit area, you can check out my page, Skippy Rose Comedy, for the details on that. And then I would encourage everyone to check out my web comedy series, How Did I Get Into This? You can look it up on YouTube. It's also posted to my page, but I'm really proud of the sketches. So, yeah.
Cool. Oh, cool. I have a thing called Gaming McFitness, a Twitch channel where I build video game controllers into fitness machines and then play games on them.
That's cool.
Thanks.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.